From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of cleric Fethullah Gulen, now living in Pennsylvania, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Department spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen is being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The U.S. military says an American soldier was killed Tuesday in the result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Tuesday that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapons attacks. He spoke to the Security Council in New York. And he has appointed former Dutch General Patrick Kamert to investigate actions by the UN peacekeepers in South Sudan's capital last month. The spokesman says the inquiry will look into reports of attacks and whether UN forces responded properly. This is VOA News.